This is a Radio Pastor for the Day message by Hank Block for June 2023. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as Radio Pastor for the Day. Having looked at the sacrifices recorded in Genesis and Exodus, we finally get to the Lord's instructions related to the different offerings in Leviticus. Each one has a specific meaning and application as to the beauties of our Lord Jesus Christ, and these now will have very definite instructions as to the method in which the sacrifice was to be presented to the Lord. As God provided these instructions to Moses, it can be noted that he expected that the instructions would be followed. Failure to obey the explicit directions provided for any offering would prevent God's acceptance of the gift. This appears to be a principle of the scriptures. For example, we have in the New Testament the Lord Jesus giving us specific instructions as to how we are to worship the Lord our God. It says in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 23-24, "The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." This should cause us to examine ourselves and our motives each time we enter into his presence with others. We, including myself, should be asking the following questions. Why am I attending the local church gathering for a Sunday or weekday meeting? Is it merely out of custom? Is it mainly to enjoy the company, the music, and my participation in it? Is it because I enjoy the teaching? Is it to gain points to get to heaven? If the answer is yes to any of these questions, then as far as God is concerned, I am wasting my time. True worship is not entertainment, although it will bring joy and refreshment to the heart. True worship is not listening to a good sermon, as good as that may be in itself, as we should be instructed in the doctrine of Christ. But worship is to be in awe of the Lord's greatness, bowing our hearts in His presence. It includes the presentation of the beauties of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Father. And that is what some of the sacrifices of the first seven chapters of Leviticus did for the Old Testament saints, and what they can do for us today. Over the next few months, we hope to look at these offerings of Leviticus and see how they address the beauties of the person and work of our Lord Jesus. It is my aim to spend several visits with you on the most beautiful of all, the burnt offering. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to spend a few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.